Awesome. Thank you guys so much for jumping on. Today's May 23rd for the Misfit Republic team call. My name is Andrea Crowder, and I have a very special guest speaker with me tonight that's going to help, that actually is really kind of going to host the call. I'm actually going to be co-host, but just to give you guys a little background, if you're a brand new coach, and you are not familiar with me yet, I started my business about getting close to 5 years ago. I started September of 2011. My husband had just returned home from Afghanistan. Our house was still in boxes. It was kind of a chaotic time to be starting a business. Didn't really make sense. But at that time, I decided to go ahead and take a try with this business. I don't really like that word try, but there was something calling me to just kind of check it out a little bit more. We had been struggling financially. We're $100,000 in debt when we started our business, and it was an extremely stressful time, just a tremendous amount of weight on our chest with that amount of debt, and I was kind of missing something. I realized that I was kind of going through my quarter-life crisis. My husband used to always make fun of me and tell me that I had career ADD because I still didn't know what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I was still in my mid to late 20s. I never realized I wanted to be a Beachbody coach, but I did always know that I just had that kind of aching, that sense that I was meant for more. So about 2 years into this business, about 2.25 years, I was able to walk away from my full-time job. We paid off that $100,000, and now I make a multi-six-figure income. I will say that that was not an easy it was not an easy thing to accomplish. It sounds like it's such a short period of time, and because I tell a story in just a few minutes, it seems like it was just this, like, all sunshine and rainbows, and everything was a piece of cake, and it wasn't. There were struggles and frustrations, and there were a tremendous amount of sacrifices, times where I was sleeping maybe 5 hours a night. I still worked my full-time job for, you know, 2 years and about 3 months into the business, and it was hard. I set a goal to quit my job in 12 months, and it took me 2 years and 3 months. Anybody else would have considered that a failure, and for me, I just didn't – for me, giving up was failure, and I just never considered it. It was just one of those things where I said, I'm just going to figure it out. Every time I hit a roadblock, every time something that just didn't go my way, I just told myself, okay, you're just going to figure this out. I had no experience coming into this. I had just a couple hundred friends on Facebook. I had no prior skill that made sense for me to be a successful business owner. Didn't even have a college degree. So if you guys are thinking that there's just, you know, excuses or something that is holding you back from success in the business, the answer is always you. You're the only thing that will ever hold you back. You absolutely can do this. You just have to go in it with that all-in mentality of, I'm just never going to give up until I figure it out, and just take every day, day by day. So I'm going to introduce my special guest speaker tonight, who happens to be my husband, Mr. Jeremy Crowder. This is his first time hosting a team call, so you guys are witnessing history. In fact, we just found out we were hosting team call about 45 seconds ago, so I kind of sprung it on him when we realized that there was a little bit of a miscommunication in the leaders page as far as who was hosting tonight, and I sprung it on him literally like 60 seconds before team call was about to start, and I asked him if he wouldn't mind jumping on and sharing just some of the main takeaways that he got from attending the Beachbody Men's event. If you guys didn't know, Jimmy Hayes Nelson, along with some other of the men leaders in Beachbody, decided to come together to host a men's event, and Jeremy and Kyle also went to – I'm sorry – Blair Dreesen's husband, Kyle. Just assume everybody knows who Kyle is. He's, you know, like 8 feet tall. You won't miss him at an event. If you guys are looking for Blair, you'll find Kyle first. He's the one who sticks out above the crowd. Anyways, these two crazy guys decided to go to the men's event at our request and just see if there was anything that the men would be doing differently so that we could be more prepared leaders. And what Jeremy really kind of came home with was they're really doing a lot lot of the same things, but he took some great notes and had some amazing takeaways from the speakers, people like Gary Vaynerchuk, who's just he was the first, the author of the first personal development book that I ever read called Crush It, which really changed my mindset and kind of set me up and set the foundation mindset-wise for success. So I'm going to just hand it over to him and let him share with you some of the main takeaways that he had from the men's event.
Well, that's how it works. You just throw the phone at me and then I just start rambling.
Why don't you share your story about me starting the business and kind of where you were mentally with it? Just for a couple minutes. Just introduce yourself.
Okay. So, hi, I'm Jeremy. As mentioned before, I'm the husband who thought this chick was kind of crazy when I got home from Afghanistan, and albeit had an incredibly rocking body that I was incredibly appreciative of, but then said, I want to do this. I want to be a coach. And there was a little apprehension on my part, but I said, go ahead and do it. I'll support you. Here's what I need to see to make sure that this is what you love. This is what you want to do. This is your quote unquote passion in life, and that you're going to be good at this and work hard and drive yourself to be a better person, a better coach, and help people. And that's kind of where I took it and the kind of the benchmarks that I placed on her. And from there, she just kind of has been killing it ever since, working, grinding it out, putting in all the effort during the day, not just, you know, sitting around enjoying the ability to work whenever you want to, however you want to, wherever you want to, but legitimately dedicating pieces of the day to her business, to grow her business and help other people. And then, you know, enjoy the spoils of that and enjoy the time off that comes with that, the ability to go to kids' field trips, kids' talent shows, you know, soccer games that happen during the week. And with that, you know, Kyle and I, we took the mantle upon ourselves to fly to Dallas for the weekend and enjoy the men's event and see if there was anything that potentially everyone else could use to help out in their coaching business. And I've been around Ann and watched her do what she does and see the growth that she's had through the different personal development things that she's been a part of and the different things that she's tried to implement into her business to help other people grow and become potential phenomenal leaders that everybody else can look up to and everybody else can rely on to answer any questions. And with that, I mean, there's a lot that is the same if I'm looking at it, you know, objectively from the side. You know, there's not much that everybody's doing different. It's just a matter of who's saying what. And we had a guest speaker, and I'm sure that the videos will get posted here within the next few days, but one of our first guest speakers was Carl himself, or Carl Deichler, if there's people who have no idea. Is this all just drumshit?
It could be. Someone could have signed up for
that. Okay, sorry. So Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, he showed up to the event, and he started talking about some of the things that I think is important for coaches or new coaches or potential coaches to hear. And it's about execution. You know, you're going to hear not gonna's or sounds great. This business and this kind of opportunity and this type of life, it's all about, you know, getting your shit done at the end of the day. It's about being present, logging in, doing the things that you need to do to create a business. I mean, no business just flies off of the ground without hard work and dedication. Any type of business that you've ever seen take off, I don't care which one it wasn't easy at first. Nothing comes easy. Everything is hard work. Everything's a grind. Everything is about building the business and putting it into a better place. Another thing is forget your freaking ego. You know, a lot of the times, and this doesn't matter if you're male or female, a lot of the times, quit being a lone wolf. Quit thinking that you have to do this business by yourself, especially within this team, in the Misfit Republic team. There's so many resources that available to you that there's no excuse for you thinking you have to figure stuff out on yourself, figure stuff that you need to do on your own. There's all this training that all the leaders within this team, not just Anne, but all the leaders have put together to use as resources for you to build and grow your business and help people accomplish their goals, whether that be, lose weight, live a healthier lifestyle, or whatever the case is. It doesn't matter. Just quit thinking that you've got to freaking go by yourself and rely on the team to help you out and grow your business and grow who you are. One of the other big things was quit blaming and making excuses and just freaking grind it out. This is a huge kind of social media, some sort of social engagement type of business where the Beachbody marketing team and corporate team spends hundreds of millions of dollars of dedicated dollars a year to those infomercials that you see late at night, that you see during the day, that you see early in the morning. And none of that says, hey, buy it straight from Beachbody yourself and don't talk to a coach. What they say is contact a coach today, get information, and learn how to live a better, healthier lifestyle. That's what they tell you. The infomercials point everyone to you to help you grow your business. They don't have a store. It's not GNC. It's none of those other stores where you can just walk in and somebody who isn't familiar with the products, doesn't have any idea what's going on, just sees a wall of stuff and says, oh, yeah, try that because it worked for somebody else. This is a website and a coaching team dedicated to stories and involvement where you put yourself and your personal story and your personal mission on the line and tell everybody else and make it a marketing idea for that. You're an independent contractor within Beachbody. You're their reach out arm to the community versus, you know, just having stores and having other things like that. One of the other things that you can take away no matter who you are is just be responsible for yourself. You know, work hard and be proud of who you are, what you've accomplished. Be straight up hardcore unreasonable and unapologetic no matter what somebody says, because you're going to have those people that see your results and say, oh, you're just holding the camera a different way, or oh, the lighting's different, you use Photoshop. Forget those people. I mean, there's a lot of other four-letter words that I would love to use, but in light of the potential fact that there's people that may not like my normal mouth and the swearing that would come from it, just forget them and continue to push, continue to drive, continue to be who you are, continue to be about that life where you're dedicated to not only sharing your personal story and where you came from and the growth you've had, the pounds you've shed, the things you've done, but make it about helping those other people. And don't worry about other people, because eventually they're going to need help and they're going to remember that you said something, you posted something, you mentioned something that helped you, and they're going to come back to you, and they're going to continue to reach out to you. Eventually, they'll stop naysaying, and they'll be a part of that life. Let me switch my notes. Another big thing is quit being an outsider in your business. A lot of the times, what happens is, coaches see a training, they hear a training, they're a part of a training, and what happens is they go back and they test the waters. You know, they dip their toes in. Sometimes they try to be a part of the business and they help out a little bit, and then they kind of float away. And they just kind of watch from the outside, and they're for the coaches that are, you know, beside them, beneath them, above them, or whatever the case is. They're not there for the team. Stop being an outsider. And then show up for your business. Be a part of whatever it is and own whatever it is that you're trying to do. If you're not trying to be a huge, big 15-star diamond, then that's not for you. Don't be that. If you just want to reach out, like Lisa Wong, I think, right? Am I screwing that name up? One of the coaches, I'm sorry if I butchered that name. She's not about making a ton of money. She's not about growing the business and becoming higher up in ranks. She's about helping people because she doesn't need the money. Her and her husband have the ability to make the money that they want to. This is something, it's an outreach, it's something that she's passionate about and wants to be there for other people and to help them in their fitness goals and to live a healthier lifestyle. Another big, huge thing that you have to keep in your mindset is that you've got to outwork everyone. Doesn't matter who they are. Doesn't matter if you look up to them. Work them if you want to have a better business. Outwork them if money is your goal, if financial freedom is your goal, if rank is your goal, if just being able to pay an extra car payment is your goal. So you want to make $200 a month, then outwork everyone else and earn that money for you. But don't just settle for, I'm going to dabble, I'm going to dip my toes in, I'm going to be a little bit about this life. Outwork everyone. None of the big money industries, none of the big successful companies that you can ever think of didn't outwork everyone else as their end state goal. There's a reason why most people know about Starbucks, but they don't know about Seattle's Best unless you're from Seattle or the Seattle area or experience Seattle's Best. Seattle's Best is amazing. Starbucks just outworked them on a global scale, and that's how everybody understands and knows what Starbucks is versus Seattle's Best coffee. Some of the speakers were talking about vital behaviors that you have to be a part of and implement in your business if you want to take this anywhere. It doesn't matter what your goal is. You've got to attract, you got to connect, you've got to invite, and you've got to end state lead them. It doesn't matter the end goal. Those are the things you need to do continuously and effectively. Just nonstop, be able to attract people, tell them your story, share with them what worked for you, how it could potentially help them, connect with them on a personal level as opposed to just a, oh, I'm just all about earning your money, that's all I care about, I don't want anything else. But connect with them so that not only do you gain a friend if they meet their weight loss goal, if they achieve their goal, and it's not about becoming a coach, that you connect with them so there's always somebody in your life that you can rely on, that you want to talk to, you want to hear more about, you want to be a part of their future story and always be a part of what they've got going on. And remember, it's war. It's hard. You're going to have to fight. There's going to be those days you wake up and you don't feel like doing anything. There's going to be those days where you just got poo-pooed on and everybody's telling you no and nothing's going your way and people are telling you stop emailing them. It's war. Continue to fight. Continue to push on. Make this your passion. Make this your life. And if it's not, do something else. It's not a question of, oh, I wasn't successful in it. I didn't succeed in it. Just push, push, push. And if it doesn't work out for you, and it won't work out in the first month or two. This isn't a get-rich-overnight thing. It's not something that you can just expect to be, oh, I did it for 3 weeks, and all of a sudden I'm not making the hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars that I expected or thought that I would make. And the only way to fail is to quit. That's at the end of the day. If you give up on this after the first few weeks, if you give up after this after the first couple of months, that's what's going to happen. You failed. You quit. You gave up too easily. I mean, and I'm sure Andrea, I'm sorry, I'm lazy. I'm lazy. I call her Ann. Andrea has probably mentioned to you, it's not get rich overnight. She had to grind it out for a couple of years before she first started seeing any type of financial benefit and profit from the business to the point where she could quit her job and stop working in corporate America and move on to make this her full-time gig. Another thing you need to do is you need to challenge people. You know, not everybody is wired the same way where they just see the benefit. They see the ability to lose weight and live that healthier lifestyle. I mean, some people are stubborn. I am a fine example of a gigantic stubborn brain. I am a prototypical male. More than likely, you're going to have to tell me I can't do it, right? If you tell someone, you can't do this, you can't drink Shakeology for 30 days, you can't drink Shakeology for 60 days, you can't commit to the program for 60 days, for 21 days, for 90 days, you can't commit to it because you can't do it. And I'm just like the four-year-old kid that you say, don't touch the stove because it's hot. If I'm told I can't do it, the little machismo, you know, angry Aztec warrior inside of me says, no, F that, I'm going to show you. And that's what some of us need, is that ability to say, that's fine. You don't want to be a part of this. You don't want to lose the weight that you keep continuing to bitch about on social media. You keep continuing to tell me on the phone or in text messages, I'm so unhappy with my pooch. I don't like my love handles. will be about the life. You can't do it anyway, so you know what? Just I'll let you know how my challenge group goes. I'll let you know how everything's going in another 60 days when I've helped 10, 15, 20 people. I've lost a couple of extra inches on my body. Tell them they can't do it, and I guarantee you these knucklehead men, just like me, will tell you, you know what, screw it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to show you, just to prove you, I can drink Shakeology for 60 days. I can commit to the program for 60 days or 90 days or 30 days or 21 days or whatever the scenario is, and challenge them to do it. I mean, at the end of the day, that's one of those things where some people need that challenge, and they need someone to doubt them that they can't do it, and they will probably do it. And one of the – that was actually my thought while CD was talking. You know what I mean? I mean, I kept a note. I'm proud of myself. I'm going to order a slice of pizza later to reward myself and then go do some sort of hardcore 22-minute hardcore workout to work off that pizza. And then one of the last things, because little do the ladies know, but Kyle and I were brainstorming, and we were actually putting together the idea of sitting down and making a video together. It's shocking, I know, especially if you're on the call and you know me. It's not something I like to do or want to do, but Kyle and I actually talked about putting together a video that would benefit you, ladies, men, or whoever's listening, potential coaches, new coaches, or legacy coaches or historical coaches, however you want to call it, established coaches. We're going to put the majority of this into a training session so that you can benefit from some of the knowledge. So the last little bit of a tease of the information that I'll leave for you is that you need to make your business non-negotiable. If you want to make Beachbody coaching and put yourself out there and help other people and be about that life where you want to have the ability to just take off and go to a kid's event, you know, whether that be a swim meet, track meet, soccer, football, baseball, a talent show, a field trip, no matter what it is, make it non-negotiable. Just freaking do it. Don't compare yourself to everyone else. Don't see the success that anybody else is having. Stop comparing yourself and grind it out. Be about your business. Put your head down, grind, grind, grind. Figure it out. All the training is there, no matter it be this team, another team, YouTube, Google, the coach's back office. Everything is available there to you. Your teammates are a huge thing in this. They want to see you succeed. Anybody thinking it's some sort of pyramid scheme, multi-level marketing thing where only the people at the top make the money. Horse poo. Not true. This is one of those businesses where someone who came in 6 years after the founding coaches, 10 years after the founding coaches when we eventually get there, what they're going to see is that you can make more money than them. It's all about your freaking effort. Step outside your comfort zone. Post your story, be about that life, forget what everybody else is saying. They're eventually going to bring themselves back around to you because they're going to see the success you've had as long as you grind it out. They're going to see the help you provide as long as you grind it out. As long as you don't give up, you don't compare, you make it non-negotiable, you're there for your business, then you'll be fine. That's all I had. That's a tease.
Drops, Mike. Let me just say that I said hallelujah just at least a handful of times, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so thankful that you guys, I literally gave him 60 seconds notice because we didn't know who signed up for the call tonight. And I just looked at him and I was like, hey, PS, want to host team call? And he's like, what, huh? And I was like, you had 60 seconds, yes or no, decide now.
I decided to go find this no try. Just do hat, because that's the perfect kind of mantra that you have to have in this business, just like the little bit of a tease that I gave on the notes from the Beachbody event. It's all about forgetting the try piece. Just freaking do it.
You guys, my husband's not a coach. So for anybody who's thinking, like, you have to be some kind of crazy expert in anything – clearly he can jump on and host a team call and share notes. And you don't have to be some kind of, like, you know, expert or know all the things. He just got on and shared one piece that he did know, something that he just learned. And it's really just a lot of regurgitated information, but it's just having the courage of saying, yes, I'll just give it a try. And he literally walked into my office. I thought he said no because he didn't answer. And I was like, okay, I don't have time to wait for you to answer. And I ran into my office to get on the call. And he walked in and pulled up a chair, and he literally put on Misfit Republic try-do hat. So that's on the Misfit swag store if you guys haven't seen it. But anyways, babe, thank you for saving my butt tonight and for sharing all the amazing things that you and Kyle learned. We look forward to that video. I'm super pumped. This is the first I've heard of it. So you guys are my witnesses that Kyle and Jeremy have committed to an awesome video for the team. So we'll get that on youtube.com/MisfitRepublic. Thank you guys all for jumping on tonight. If you know someone that missed this call, make sure to share it with them. They can also download the Misfit Republic podcast. Just go to the iTunes podcast and search Misfit Republic, and that's all you got to do. We'll see you guys next week, and go out and crush your week. Have an awesome week, guys.